Okay, now that we've drank a whole bottle of wine.
Hello and welcome back to You Can't Make This Shit Up, a podcast about dating in your 50s and everything that goes with it. And we're back, Bethany and Stephanie podcast. Again, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple, Anchor, email, in person.
You name it, we got it.
We're live from East Peoria, Illinois, and glad to be back. Sorry for a little bit of a delay. We were going to record, I think, a couple days ago, and lo and behold, Stephanie had a baby. I mean, not really a
grandbaby. My daughter had a baby. Grandbaby, little boy, Jack Rawson.
He's adorable.
He's so fucking cute. God, aww. I could just hold him forever.
He's so little chunky monkey.
He is 8 pounds, 13 ounces, and 20 and a half inches long.
And he's shitting up a storm.
Yes, he is. But he is awesome. He was born January 20th.
He's an Aquarius.
Oh my God, he's an Aquarius.
We tried for a Capricorn. It just didn't work.
I know. And just prayers be with us because he's an Aquarius. And Aquarius men are handfuls. And I'm not even going to say it because it's my grandson. But yeah, Aquariuses are their own individuals. That is for sure.
But he could be a little bit more on that cusp.
I think he'll be a Capricorn.
He'll have some Capricorn qualities.
He's the first day of an Aquarius. So I think he will be good. Or I will make him be good.
So how's it feel being a grandma to two boys now?
I love it, but it makes me feel really old. Old. And my daughter's having a little bit of a meltdown trying to tackle a four-year-old and a newborn, which is a task because I had three of them. Yep. So she'll get it. She'll either cry it out or she'll get it.
She'll figure it out.
She'll figure it out. Oh. No, but I'll help her.
I can't even imagine having two that little.
Camden thinks the world of him. And I walked in the first day and he goes, Gamma, I got a new baby. And it came out of mama's belly. And it drinks milk from her boob. Really?
How come kids are so observant?
Out of the mouths of babes.
Right? Yeah. What else did he say to you? Oh, the other day he asked you if you were proud of him.
Yeah,
so cute.
He asked me last night if I was proud of him because he knew all of his
Paw Patrol characters.
Paw Patrol characters. I'm so proud. He's so cute too. He's 4, so he's great. He'll be a great big brother. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Camden and Jack.
So,
what's new with you?
Just busy, busy, busy at work. Trying to plan for some upcoming travels for work. I'm headed to Las Vegas, then to San Diego, then back to Vegas, then to Buffalo, then back to Vegas again. I think I've got Detroit and Charlotte stuck in there somewhere later on, and then Washington, D.C., and then back to Vegas one more time. So it's good. Life is good. I'm ready to get out of Illinois.
Can I come with you? I want to come with you. I think you need an assistant.
I think I'll take 3 days in the warm Las Vegas desert heat, which will be really nice.
Yeah, because it's fucking it up. 8 degrees right now.
It is nice. It's a lot of work, but I do enjoy traveling for work and just, you know, seeing new cities, meeting new people. Obviously, eating out gets old after a while. People think it's all so glamorous. Oh, you get to eat out all the time. It's like, no, you know what? A lot of times it's Uber Eats, it's concession stand, pretzel and cheese dip, and a lot of Red Bull and a lot of Starbucks. So it's sometimes not all so great.
I'm starting my new job tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Thursday. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm lying. You get to work from home like me.
And then after a few weeks of training, I'll be working from home.
Yoga pants, here awesome. It comes.
Yes, absolutely. Yoga pants and a messy bun.
So we also continued this past weekend with some birthday celebrations, just hanging out, having some cocktails after a really long, busy week. So with all that, we had a little run-in slightly with the town drunk and the town whore.
Imagine that, two peas in a pod.
I mean, who else goes through this? I mean, I think there's got to be one in every city. I don't know.
There's got to be, but two peas in a pod, and they deserve each other. he'll fucking take all her money and be gone.
Yeah, it's just, man, I tell you, it's like,
oh yeah,
just sit back. Here's my advice. Sit back, get the popcorn, and watch the movie.
Absolutely.
Because it'll be another episode.
That is definitely an episode.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because he is such a user, and he never hung around her. Never been around her until she has something for him.
Yeah.
And like my boss said, my boss saw her picture and he goes, God damn, I hope she's got money because she ain't got nothing else going on.
She might make a good casserole.
She may make a good casserole. I'm a good fucking cook. But obviously.
I can make a casserole too.
Obviously my casserole wasn't good enough.
Okay, so we use that term with quotes around the word casserole. So just listeners, listen in. Just listen to those undertones of casserole.
Oh my God.
So
for someone to sit there and like wave at you, like why the fuck would he wave at me? Like I'm going to be his best fucking friend.
Same reason the man who's not your man texts you after 10 months and says hi. And when he's got a girl living with him, I mean,
I bought him both a beer.
I wouldn't have even bought him a beer. I mean, I know it was kind of tongue in cheek. It was a little bit of a sarcastic, sarcastic power move. But at the same time, it's like, oh, I wouldn't have wasted $2.25 on him. But we've all been there. We've all done it. I've done it too. But anyway, so more to come on that ever evolving small town saga to be continued.
Right.
So today we're going to talk about, and we touched on this a while back, about this man who's not your man. He's just everybody else's. We call it either the fuck boy, what was our other description of this? It's a situationship.
No, it's either a situationship, a friendship, a relationship, or
a fuck ship.
A fuck ship. And it's not a test. You don't check mark all that apply. It's right. One answer question or you fail the fucking test. It's like it's one or the other. It's
he
not
can't
all
have
of the,
it all.
It's
yeah.
not all of the above.
It's not all of the above.
No.
Right.
And preferably not a fuck ship or a situationship. Friendships, relationships, those two are okay. But the fuck ships and situationships,
Yeah. No. So we're going to unpack that here in a minute. Thanks for listening. Continue to support, listen, share, comment. Message us through Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Reviews, Anchor, or email. And if you're on our Instagram account, Bethany and Stephanie Podcast, we'll post links for old episodes, new episodes, or just to the Spotify account, and then you can see all the episodes. Last week's episode, we didn't have so many listeners, so we want to get those up. Go back and listen to the older episode on bottom feeders and then 2022 manifestations and spreading COVID with love. And that saga keeps continuing too. So best wishes to everybody out there still, being plagued by COVID. Stay healthy.
I've had it. My kids had it.
Yeah. I'm so tired of hearing about
it
too.
But it's everybody's gonna have it.
Yeah. Stay healthy, everybody. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back.
Hey, we're back.
Woo!
The man who's not your man.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Let it out, Beth.
Oh, Lord.
Unpack it and...
Oh, man. I tell you what. This episode, I have been in my mind through the ringer about this episode because it hit home. It hit me so hard for like a 2-year episode of The Man Who's Not My Man. And if you know me and you might know my friends, you might know who it is. Just going to say that, you know, I guess maybe part of me is like, I was like, why do I feel like I have to protect anybody? A person. I don't care who this guy is. Why did I feel like I needed to protect him and not let it out?
Fuck them. You don't have to protect them.
Well, but they did.
If you weren't a piece of shit or you weren't shady, then you wouldn't be on the fucking podcast to begin with.
We wouldn't have to unpack it.
You wouldn't even be a part of it. So why feel bad?
Yeah, but why is it that these guys, they have so much kind of like emotional hold over you, and you've been there too, maybe not in the same situation. Yours was a little different. It was an AA relationship. It was, you know, being engaged and building a life together and what you thought was a life. But this type of thing, this man who's not your man is just different. And today we're going to talk about, are you asking yourself a specific set of questions while you're in this kind of a relationship, and then what the traits are of these guys? So what I want to go through first is asking yourself these questions that help you identify and dig down deep into how to identify the man who's not your man, because he's a fuckboy, he's a situationship, he could be a fuckship, he could be a friendship, and it crosses all the boundaries all over the place. There's no definition. It never defines into a relationship. It sometimes doesn't define into a fuckship. It doesn't define into a situationship. It's all over the map.
It's like a merry-go-round.
It is a merry-go-round.
It's like a horrible merry-go-round.
It is a horrible emotional roller coaster merry-go-round. So,
but guys don't have as many emotions as women do, so it doesn't affect them like it affects us.
Right. Yeah.
They just get off the fucking roller coaster, get a little dizzy, and go to the next roller coaster.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I think they're, you know, in our 50s, there's a lot of guys like this. They're set in their ways. They kind of want the best of all worlds. They want an emotional support that a friendship with a woman is going to bring them, but then they don't have to have any definition of it being a boyfriend, girlfriend relationship. And then they get the benefits, and then they can quickly dismiss you and validate you, and then they can move on.
Well, the mark of a real man is a man who can allow himself to fall deeply in love with a woman, not just be here or there.
Well,
and all over the map.
Right. I say, if they like you, you'll know it. If they don't, you'll be confused.
Right. And a real man isn't a coward, and he stands by what he says and admits his faults and corrects his mistakes.
Exactly. I always say that the definition of the relationship, it's never defined. It's not defined. And he's not your boyfriend, but he wants all the benefits that go along with a defined relationship. But in the long term, this ultimately causes you real pain. It's like a real breakup. Yeah. It's a slow breakup. It was a slow buildup, and it's going to be a slow, long breakup. And honestly,
or like my last one, and it was like just a couple of weeks, and I wasn't absolutely emotionally hurt over it. Maybe physically hurt over it, because I mean, it was good while it lasted.
But yeah, you quickly got in, you know, you got into the situationship, and then you quickly got out of it. But
yeah,
the man who's not your man, they position themselves where they worm their way into your life kind of slowly over time. Then they kind of build you up, and then they quickly chop you down. And then it, like I say, it never, the relationship is never defined.
Right.
So what I kind of want to go through is just to talk about, are you asking yourself these questions while you're in these kinds of situations? Why am I accepting so little? Like, why am I accepting just this man who he doesn't want to take he doesn't want to take the relationship any further? It's always kind of like a second and third date that just keeps perpetuating itself. It's like after a second date and a third date, you know, you might not hear from someone for a week and a half, 2 weeks.
It's like a turbine.
A turbine?
Yeah. It's like a turbine.
Oh, it just keeps spinning and spinning.
It just keeps spinning and spinning.
And then I say, you know, do you feel confused if it's just a friendship, or are they a boyfriend? If you're asking yourself those questions, then that's the man who's not your man.
No, because you shouldn't have to ask if it's a friendship or a boyfriend, because if it's truly a guy that really wants to put all of it into it, he's going to do more than the friendship thing.
Right. He's going to put forth more effort. And I always say, why am I playing this emotional game with myself? It's just like an internal battle. You know, I feel like I'm on an emotional roller coaster and I can't get off, but I've gotten deep with this person emotionally. We're kind of dependent on each other. We do things socially. We have a good time. But then the friendship, in my mind, I thought the friendship was kind of leaning towards more of a boyfriend, girlfriend partnership. And it never did. It just kept rolling in the friendship mode. The other thing I say is, are you just in this kind of situationship with this guy because it fills a void? Are you happy being alone? And if you're not, then maybe this person is just filling a void. I've been there. You've been there.
Yeah. I don't think my last long relationship, I was filling a void because I did truly love him. I'm still trying to figure that out why, but, but I think the last two guys that I actually finally went out and thought I was going to put myself out there, and I got burnt both fucking times.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Well, and I think they wanted just to test the waters, and they, you know, they knew you had some interest. They had some interest, and we wear our hearts on our sleeves, and that's okay. It's okay if we
I'm gonna wear my heart in my fist.
I'm gonna wear my heart, right?
The next time I'm just gonna fucking punch him in the dick.
So the other question I would say is, will you sacrifice a relationship with this person if it never moves forward? Are you gonna settle? Are you settling thinking this is as good as it's gonna get? You know, we allow ourselves to get in this comfort zone with men like this, and then we don't know how to get out of it.
I think a lot of girls do, because it's scary to date, and it's scarier to date the older you get. So I think girls, once they like start to like that guy that's giving them a little bit of attention, it's easy to just keep that going rather than try with another person.
Right.
Because I tried with somebody for 8 years, and it was really hard to even put myself back out there.
Yeah, you struggled with it. I struggled. I saw you. Yeah.
I struggled, and it's really fucking hard. I mean, I was called a cheating whore for 8 years and never fucking cheated. And if I was such a cheating whore, I would have been out there way past.
You would have been. You wouldn't have waited 8 years.
I wouldn't have waited 7 months.
Right.
To go out with somebody.
7 weeks.
I mean, he waited 2 to 3 weeks to go fuck somebody.
Right.
Out of 8 years. You don't do that.
Right. I think we get in our comfort zone. I did it too.
It just shows what a person you are.
It's a slow buildup though. And I think it's perfectly healthy to be in friendships with guys and do things socially and hang out. But also when the guy does start crossing that boundary, like I would date you, but that's where there's concern, and we need to be quicker to identify that. I wasn't so quick to identify that. I admit it. And I've shamed myself, and then I allowed him to shame me too. But
I'm a horrible identifier, obviously. Right. it slapped me upside the fucking head, and I still didn't identify with it.
The other question is, can you make him commit? Can you encourage him to move the relationship forward to a steady dating relationship?
No.
Well, okay. Can you encourage him to move the friendship forward to a steady dating relationship? The person I was friends with, it was like we talked about possibly dating, but there was always this undertone of, well, I would date you, but I would date you if, you know. And
there shouldn't be any
were just friends, then why did that even have to come up? I felt like he was taunting me with that.
Yabbits live in the backyard.
What?
Yabbits live in the backyard.
Yabbits.
Right. Yabbits live in the backyard.
Does this person, do you feel invalidated? Does this man validate or invalidate your feelings? If I was in a situation where I said to the person, hey, I really enjoy being friends with you. What do you think about dating? Or are you considering dating me, or are you dating other people? And then if he dismisses me, then that's a red flag.
Right.
You know,
because you should choose a man who compels your strength and makes logical demands on you, not condemns you for the things that you're doing. Like, who does not doubt your courage or toughness and does not believe you're naive or innocent? Who has the courage to treat you like a real woman? You need to educate the man. educate them, because they all need educated.
Another thing, when we talked about this a little bit on bottom feeders, was, am I changing my standards? You know, review your list of what are your deal breakers. If he doesn't meet those standards, then cut him loose. We can always agree to disagree, but always remember there are deal breakers. You know, it's like Stephanie said, the last episode was like, okay, I like the Steelers and you like the Cowboys, but we both like football. We're cool with watching football together.
Right.
Things like that. You know, you like hiking, but I like lounging by the pool or on a beach.
But I'll do either
because we're outside, you know.
But so, I want a real relationship and be married and have a home together. And I want to, and he says, oh, but I want to go gamble, drink, and fuck whores. That's totally, you know, that's total opposites. That's a deal breaker. I'm sorry. That's just a huge deal breaker.
Ask yourself, am I upset when he talks to other women, or if I sense that he's texting other women or commenting on their social media, and then he turns around and then he, you know, basically slut shames me for talking to other men. That's a red flag too. Not acceptable. You know, and it borders on being a cyber bully. You know, every time I might post a picture of me and friends out or birthday celebrations with girlfriends or whatever, and then he would say, all you're out doing is drinking with your friends, or, you know, thanks for inviting me because I was home alone. You know, that's shaming me for having a life outside of him, but it's okay for him to have a life outside of me. He's not really my man. Why do I care?
Right.
I can go on and do my life and do me and have my friends. It's going to be, my friends or my beer are separate than his friends. We might have mutual friends together and we do social things together, but we're not joined at the hip. Right. We're not dating.
Well, and you don't want a man who's so overbearing. He has to be center of attention and thinks he's the most important person in the world or in the room when you're out. Being confident means being comfortable with who you are and believing in yourself, that you're worth taking the time to get to know. Like, it takes a little time to get to know people. It's not, some men can't even seem to do that. They just think being good time Charlie in the bar at 52 is attractive. Well, being the fun guy in the bar tends to not be so attractive when that is all you have to offer. Girls our age, you know that, Beth, tend to want mature, goal-driven, responsible, stand-up men.
Yeah, we want adult relationships.
Adults.
Yeah, with the men.
Yeah, not act like a kid and say, oh, I sing karaoke. Oh, I can put my hat on backwards and act like I'm a fucking teenager. Well, you know what? That's all cool and dandy. Right. But not at fucking 52, right. Almost 53 years old.
Yeah.
You know, get your shit together. Be responsible. Most men our age have their own homes.
Right.
Have their own homes. Want a wife. Want responsibilities. I'm not saying you got to be boring.
Right.
No, you can go out and have fun still.
The other thing, if you need to ask yourself these questions, is do we have a label? Are we friends? Is it, like I said before, are we friends? Is it casual dating? Is it a hookup? Is it a boyfriend? Again, it crosses these lines. I say it's a situationship. It's the man who's not your man. And that's all it is. He could possibly be sleeping with other women. Fine, dude, shoot your shot.
Right.
Shoot your shot. You know, but if you're sleeping with other men and you're dating other men, or maybe you're chit-chatting with other men, then is he okay with that? Or is he jealous of that?
Right. Everybody needs to be on the same page.
Yeah. We all need to be, and that needs, those
not
boundaries.
Not in a different book.
Yeah.
On the same page.
Those boundaries need to be clearly defined. I think if you're in this, if you're in a friendship with somebody, or it is a casual dating situation.
Right. Well, some, like in a macro sense, it seems like men only want two things. Someone they find mildly attractive. Some guys get stuck on this. They think that everybody has to be a 9 or a 10. Someone that will make them feel loved and relevant.
Right. Well, and it's so easy to swipe left, swipe right. You know, for every swipe right, there's 10 swipe lefts, because there's so many choices in the candy store that they don't want to stop and get to know one person.
Exactly. Like when a man ghosts you, likely has little to do with you at all. I don't think it really has anything to do with us. Instead, It seems it's often a sign of their own emotional immaturity, attachment issues. They got what they wanted. So FYI, just stick to the 6 to 8 rule. No sex. If they can't wait for it, then they truly don't like you anyway. Honestly, right. They're just wanting one thing.
Speaking of that, you know, is he doing other special things for you? Like, is he doing favors for you, home repairs? Is he celebrating birthdays with you? Are you doing holidays, Christmas, Valentine's things together?
Fuck, I couldn't get mine out of the recliner.
You need to ask yourself that question, is because again, this, you know, the man who's not your man, he'll celebrate your birthday. You'll do holidays. I mean, I did it with this guy. We exchanged Christmas gifts. He gave me Valentine's. He did favors for me. I did favors for him. Hell, I cleaned his house. We cooked together. I'd buy groceries. I'd help him with his daughter's birthday party or Christmas. I'd, you know, go Christmas shopping with him or go ahead and do his Christmas shopping for him, for his daughter. We'd celebrate birthdays. Like I said, he did some home repairs for me. I paid him or gave him a cash advance. And then he'd say, well, I'll do this for you. If I can borrow $1,000, I'll do this for you. So it, again, those lines were so crossed and it just got icky. If I'm not invited then to some of these like social things, birthdays, celebrations, holidays, whatever, am I going to be upset? You know,
you should be upset if you're putting your all into it and right. He's giving you these, like we said before, these little crumbs.
Right.
Like you want these crumbs to make a big, fresh loaf of nice, fluffy yummy bread. Bread that's soft and great. And instead of this loaf of bread that's like fucking moldy, dried up in crumbs. A fucking cabinet. No, you don't want that.
Another question is he making excuses for why you can't get together? And then, but then he gets upset with you if you make other plans with friends. I mean, this happened to me a lot.
Because they want you to sit around in your house while they're out doing whatever the fuck they want to do.
Right.
And they don't want you having fun.
Right. Yeah. It's so poor, poor, pitiful me. Do you feel that he treats you different around friends or in social settings, but privately he gives you different signals? I mean, how many times did this happen?
Oh my God. The first guy that I actually went out of the gate on, Big Swole. Like fucking give me a break. Really?
Well, he didn't.
And he's in his fucking 50s.
He's in his 50s and he wanted to be with you privately. But
he was all about me.
But in public, it was all on his terms.
Oh, yeah.
Always on his terms.
Absolutely.
You know,
let me sneak you a kiss.
Yeah, let me sneak you a kiss.
I can only meet you at a certain place.
I can only meet at a certain place at a certain time.
On a certain day.
On a certain day. And it can't be, you know, on this side of town or.
Well, because he had a girlfriend.
Right. Okay, red flag, girls.
Red flag.
Yeah, ladies, red flags.
Blinking stoplight.
Okay, so now we've gone through these, you know, the questions you need to ask yourself where you're thinking, okay, is this really a man who's not my man? Like, how do I define
or
this?
Is it even really a man?
Is it really a man?
I mean, it takes a lot. I'm not just trying to put down men.
I'm not trying to throw shade either, but no, it's experiences that we've all been in.
It's not hard. To be a decent human being. Right. It's not hard to be a real man.
Right.
My dad was a real man.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think people,
I had someone walk in today at my work and he made the comment. He's been married for a long time. And he said, you know what? Do I always like my wife? Nope. He said, but you know what? You have to be in it to win it.
Right.
And he said,
for the long run.
Well, he's in it for the long run. And he said that you have to respect who you want to spend your life with. You have to like them as a friend first.
As exactly.
Because he said that she's my best friend.
Right.
That's who I want to come home to.
Well,
that's who I look forward to spending time with that person.
Right. I mean, the situation I was in was, we were friends first. I mean, actually, honestly, we met on an online dating app and we went out and then he got back together with an ex-girlfriend. Okay, fine. But then after they broke up, he wanted emotional support from me and wanted to, you know, needed help, quote, quote, getting through it, and then leaned on me for emotional support. And I was there as a quote, quote, friend. And then as the friendship progressed, it's like, then he throws in this, well, I want to continue being friends with you and I don't want to date you because I don't want to lose the friendship. And I would be upset with myself if I lost our friendship, because I do value you as a friend and I don't want to jeopardize that. But then there was all this muddy, weird signals down the road that just made it much more complicated.
And they shouldn't have been there.
Right.
Those shouldn't have been there. It's just pretty cut and dry. Like, it is cut and dry. You can be friends. Like, me and my ex, absolutely, he was my best friend.
Right.
Absolutely, I loved him more than anything, mm-hmm. anybody, with all my heart and soul.
Right.
And he actually was a really good guy. I can say that. I've said some shitty things in the past episodes. And like right now, yes, he would have done anything for me. He would have went and got me a coat if I was cold. He would have got me something to eat if I was sick. He would have done all those nice things and brought me flowers to work and said all the great things to me and let's build a home together. Let's build a life together. Let's do this, and this, and planned our whole entire life together. But then there was this ugly side.
Yeah. There was a public face and a private. Yeah. There's a public face and a private face.
And it was all the drinking.
Right. And the drinking got in the way.
It was all the drinking.
And he chose the drinking over the life that he could have had.
Yeah.
Because the life he could have had probably was going to be, it involved more work for him, whereas the drinking was easy and he could forego his responsibilities to you and being accountable to you and just do his own thing. And there's, unfortunately, there are men like that. I mean, there's women like that too. Yeah.
But you know, I don't understand, which is, that's a whole nother episode. It's not even about this, about how someone can sit there and say how much they love you. And do all these nice things and then turn the coin and be so evil and mean and hateful and call you a cheating whore when you never ever did that to them.
Right. If a man wants out or a woman wants out, go be out and
Don't call me names and accusations that weren't true.
Right. So anyway, I want to dive into the traits. So we've talked about like asking, you know, those questions that you ask yourself. And when you're determining, is this the man who's really not my man? You know, how do we define this? So there's a lot of traits of these kind of guys, and I've seen them firsthand. I've read about them. I've listened to other podcasts about them and learned a lot. And honestly, reading about it and listening to other people's experiences with it really kind of helped normalize and validate how I was feeling myself. So some of the traits of these guys are they mar you with shame. They involve and engage in name calling. Again, not acceptable in any form.
No, you should never, ever accept anybody that's going to call you names.
Yeah. And I could even.
Or degrade you.
Yeah. I'll go into some names. Some of the types of names that he called me, you know, and dude, I'm not perfect, but I didn't deserve any of that, especially for all the nice things I did for this person. You know, all the moral support I gave, kind gestures, you know, homemade chicken and noodles, cleaning his house, you know, giving him, you know, loaning him money, cooking for him. I mean, the list goes on, but you know, if you're just friends, then friends don't engage in name calling. You know, women, we don't do this to other women. Like when he would name call, when he would call me names and stuff, I'd be like, why am I tolerating this? Like, me and my girlfriends, we don't talk to each other this way. Like, if I'm friends with a man or a woman, like, I'm not going to tolerate it. Like, I wouldn't tolerate it from a woman, but why am I tolerating it from a man? So, and, you know,
honestly, I was a punch in the dick.
Well, I was mad at myself. The other trait is that your friends and your family kind of judge you because he's not really, quote, quote, your boyfriend. You know, they will say things like, well, what are you? You know, how's it going with, you know, this person? What's going on? What are you guys? And not being able to give an answer, you know, to that definition of what it is that we are. These men will criticize you on social media. That's a really, really prevalent trait, is they shame you for what you post on social media, and then they criticize you.
I think just because they're jealous, because they don't have as much fun.
They do prevent you from meeting other people too. They act jealous when you're in social settings and they see you talk with other men, and then they accuse you of quote unquote fucking around.
Oh yeah.
Not acceptable.
I stared at a wall. I stared at a wall for 8 years every time we went anywhere.
In a social setting.
In a social setting, because I was fucking whoever talked to me. So I wish I had that much fun.
As I said earlier, you know, those traits of the second dates are good, but there is a time limit. You know, what is your time limit with this man? Is it a casual dating that's always going to be in that second date phase? And guys will do it. They, like I say, they stay in the second date phase because it's comfortable for them and it's an easy way out. It's an easy way for them to ghost you, just to say, well, you know, I'm talking to somebody else, whatever. They sacrifice commitment. They never move the relationship forward. Again, always just like a second date.
Ghosting is a very immature and selfish, cowardly thing to do anyway.
Yeah, ghosting, gaslighting. You know, at first, I think sometimes what happens to these guys, they will love bomb you at first. And it's, you know, the man who's not your man.
They tell you everything you want to hear.
They tell you everything you want to hear. You're so great. Oh my God, your life is so exciting. You're so smart. Oh gosh, I can't believe you have 2 college degrees. You're so successful at work. You're so confident at work. And then, you know, they love bomb you at first, and then they can quickly ghost you because they've kind of got you into their fold a little bit, and then they can quickly move on and move out of that.
Well, I know sometimes it's hard to be honest, because this goes back to the whole ghosting thing. It's hard to be honest because you don't want to hurt the other person's feelings, but there are ways to do it without being crude and rude, name calling, and just being Casper. Just own it and grow some balls.
Right.
Like, why? Just, I mean, God gave you balls for a reason. They're fucking ugly, nasty anyway. So just fucking use them. Like, seriously. I don't know why it's hard for men to do that. Like, I don't understand.
Well, I think there's a lot of men in our age group that they were not taught, you know, you think about it, their fathers are, you know, in their 70s and 80s. And they weren't men of that generation. It was different back then. So men in our age group, I think a lot of men just didn't have good role models growing up.
No, I know my ex didn't have a good role model.
He didn't have a good role model.
He did He did in a stepdad, but not in his real dad.
In his biological father.
Yeah.
These guys too, they can quickly invalidate you. You know, they enjoy all the benefits of being not your man. Because they don't need to commit.
Well, a real man stands by your side. They support you. They encourage you to do better.
Right. They don't do anything to make the relationship work. I may be a little redundant because I may have said that earlier, but, some of the traits are, you know, they're too busy taking and making me feel bad about myself. And then they can quickly bash me with hurtful insults, you know. You know as well as I do, Stephanie, okay, maybe we talk a little trash, but I know when to turn it on and when to turn it off in certain situations.
Yeah, especially
like on a first and second date. You know, of course, we're all on our good behavior. We're showing our best side.
Well, yeah, a true man's always improving himself and is honest with those around him. A stand-up man is honest with himself and isn't afraid to acknowledge his emotions. A real man contributes to the world and stands up for what's right. He doesn't act like a pissant.
You know, honestly, and I'm sad to confess that the man that I was involved with, who wasn't my man, you know, he called me everything: bitch, whore, cunt, stupid.
That's just absolutely
no common sense.
And I know who he is.
Okay, sorry for the glitch. I guess Anchor stops us at 29 minutes.
Rambling tonight about the man who's not your man.
Thanks for listening. Anyway, so, you know, we were talking about how this guy, you know, sadly, I confess this guy, he would call me all these names, and then quickly, then he would apologize profusely. I'm so sorry, you know, please accept my apology. And, you know, I would, and I did. But he could never apologize face to face. It was always on a text message. Ladies,
because they got to hide behind a shield.
They do. They hide behind the,
because if somebody did that to me and they're going to come up and I might punch him in the dick.
Well, and you know, I always accepted the apology and then tried to move on. But again, it's like that scab that it heals up and then they just rip it right back off again. You know,
there's a difference between you learn that when you're little. You can say sorry, sorry, sorry all you want.
Yeah.
You have to mean it.
You have to, your actions have to show that.
Yeah.
You know,
speak louder than words.
Every time he'd get upset about something with me, then he would just attack me. You know, that's a character flaw. It's everything to do with them and not with me. Again, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but it has a lot to do with them. I think there's men who have low self-esteem, low self-confidence. Maybe they don't have a lot of men friends. Well, maybe they're kind of, I think you went in a situation where you were with a man who he was a little bit jealous of all of his friends who were married and had houses and material things. And
he thought he was so charming. And I mean, really there's a difference between charisma. I can't even say the word. Between charisma and charm rather than arrogance and flirting and hitting on other women while they are with their girlfriend or on a date. I mean, intelligence and responsiveness. Seriously.
They won't do anything to prove to you that they're really interested or that they could remain interested by their actions. Actions speak louder than words. If they can't do that, then red flag. They do have excuses of why they can't get together, whether it's work or they're working overtime or, you know, oh, Sundays are for football and with my buddies and we got fantasy football this week and then next weekend is Super Bowl and then they can never fit you into their plans or they won't invite you. You know, they have no problem with, you know, making sacrifices with your time, but then they expect you to make excuses for them give them latitude to just kind of do what they want. Everything is always on their time. You know, when he gets angry or frustrated, he'll just hang up on you. Very immature, red flag.
It's not a one-way road.
No. As an adult, you know, I think healthy friendships, if this is just a friendship, friends don't hang up on each other. They would talk it out. They'd work it out. They might get mad and then tell you, you know, he gets mad when you tell him what he doesn't want to hear. You know, they will state that not all relationships need to have intimacy. Well, I can't be in a relationship with you because I don't find you sexually attractive or, you know, I think this particular man, I think he had an issue with ED. And so,
so did mine.
But it's real.
It's true. It's a real thing. The older you get, the less it works.
Right. The less it works. But you know, a real partnership and an understanding partner is going to help their partner through that. And they're going to work it out together and make somebody feel safe in that setting. You know, if my man had ED, I want to encourage him and make him feel safe and let him know that, hey, you know, it's okay.
It's okay. You can use your Viagra with me and not everybody else.
Right.
I mean, really.
But this person, you know, for me, this person says, well, you know, I don't want a relationship because I don't think sex is that important to a relationship. And, you know, I had all the sex that I needed back in my 20s and my 30s. And now that I'm in my 50s, you know, it's just not that important to me. Yes, it is. Who the hell are you trying to fool? you know, if he's telling you this, then he doesn't want a partnership. He's not interested. I mean,
and just staying friends is good.
Staying friends is fine, but don't cross that line.
Be jealous of each other,
right? And don't cross that line. You know, of well, I would like to date you, but you know,
like I said, yeah, buts live in the backyard. There's no buts.
These men, they will make you feel like
asses.
You know, that they place no value in what you do for them. The only value that they get is what they get from you. They do a lot of leaning on you for moral support. You know, you boost up his ego, and then he'll say, well, nobody likes me. I don't have any friends. And then you're like, well, no, but you do. And let's plan a cookout with so-and-so and so-so, and, you know, let's play cards, or let's go riding, or let's go hiking with so-and-so. And you plan group activities with a social circle, and then all they do is complain about it. That's a man who's not your man.
No.
You know, their self-pity.
That's a man that you don't want to be your man.
Right. Their self-pity is not your problem.
No. They need to grow some balls and grow up.
So we've talked some about these questions that you want to ask yourself, and just be real honest. I mean, you got to dig deep and take a hard look on these questions about, you know, why am I accepting so little? Why am I confused on the boundaries of whether it's a friendship or a boyfriend? Are you doing things for this person that are in that boyfriend zone or partnership zone, but you're still in the friend zone? You know, the boyfriend partnership zone is, yes, you're going to be intimate. You're going to move towards that.
If it's a man, you should be the cake and the icing.
Exactly. And if it's a man who's not your man, then he's not going to move that forward. Again, those traits where they might criticize you, they mar you with shame, they name call, they invalidate you, they ghostlight you. It's kind of always in that second date mode. And most importantly, you are stalling yourself from meeting other quality men in your age group who are going to take an interest in getting to know you and move something forward and concentrate on you and getting to know you and your qualities. A man who's not your man, he just picks and chooses the qualities he wants. He's not going to move it forward. It's always going to be like in that kind of
friendship situation.
Just friendship zone. Yeah. the man who's not your man is just kind of stays in that friendship zone, but then it borders a little bit on that, you know, friends with benefits, maybe the casual dating.
Yeah, kind of like my little meme post that I put on my Facebook today.
What was that?
My last relationship taught me you can be the whole package at the wrong address. Or in my situation, it should have said he was the wrong package at the right address, because it was always my address. Return to sender.
Return.
I'll leave it to me.
Well, continue to
listen. Keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up. Dig down deep and make your lists.
Make your list.
And write down your deal breakers and just identify these traits. Ask yourself those really hard questions.
Well, you see the red flags. Just fucking run. Run. Don't even entertain them, because it's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
It's not going to go anywhere. If they're showing red flags every time you're around them or talk to them or don't talk to them or have to try to beg for their attention.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. No. It doesn't make you feel good at the end of the day.
No. If they can't make you feel good, not just physically, but if they can't make you feel good mentally and emotionally for longer than a fucking week, it ain't even worth it. No.
So that is unpacking the man who's not your man in a nutshell.
He's everybody else's man. Just let him go to everybody else. Just let him go. But be on his way.
You know, honestly, it's hard to get that person out of your damn system. You know, I'm still
trying to get someone out of my system. And you know what? It's hard to do, but
at the end of the day, yeah, you are. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you.
I'm getting there. Right now, I could just love it, like look at him and say, go fuck yourself. Go be with the town whore. Okay. Lay your head wherever you can lay.
Well, ever evolving small town saga.
Continues. Oh, small town saga. Whole nother episode.
Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we were out this weekend and we ran into a guy that I think I kind of knew him through you on Facebook. You knew him sort of just through Facebook. And he's like, hey, ladies, you know, I listened to your podcast.
He really likes our podcast.
He liked our podcast. So, you know, thanks, gentlemen, for listening, whoever you are, wherever you are.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. And
keep sharing.
Yeah, continue to listen, comment, share, message us through Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor. We are recording and hosted on Anchor, which spits it out to Spotify. And then we post on Apple. We do have an email. We'll put our email address, share comments. You know, already we're getting some comments on our social media sites and then just in general in person.
Yeah, just for friends. And next episode, guess what it is? Valentine's Day.
No, Super Bowl.
No, Valentine's
Day. Oh, Valentine's. First. Okay.
Valentine's Day is going to be all about sex, sexual, very explicit. So be prepared.
Okay. Some of the topics may or may not include sex toys, blowjobs, hot wax, waxing and vaccine,
romantic
dinners,
sex positions,
and even there. So thanks for listening. You guys have a great week. Thanks for listening.
And
to
if you have any truth or dares, please put them in the comments and we will bring them up.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to You Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. Oh, I can't even say it. How many bottles of wine have we had?
One and a half.
One and a half. Thanks for listening to You Can't Make This Shit Up podcast with your hosts, Bethany and Stephanie. Have a great week. Thanks,
Bye.
Ladies.